We're going to sing some more songs after, but I just had something I wanted to share with you. And to be honest with you, any excuse to bring my canoe. In your little foldout here, you have the text that I wanted to share on. And in Matthew 11, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And you know, there's a lot of lessons I could teach you about the Bible from this canoe. I had a hard time narrowing it down. Can you see the big scar? Where is it? Right here? That's my pride comes before a fall lesson. I was paddling down the Missinaba River with a couple of good friends, and they were in their canoe and I was in mine, and they dumped in the rapids and I didn't. And I was so proud. I made it to the end of the rapids and I watched them swim out the other end. And I had my paddle in the air and I'm like, yeah! And one rock in the whole river, the only rock in the whole river. And I had my paddle in the air above my head when I rode up on it and cracked the ribs, and duct tape made it through the rest of that trip. And now it's repaired. But that's my pride goes before a fall lesson. I could talk about how God is our shelter. I was in Temagami once with my brother-in-law Nathan, and we had a Kevlar canoe, and we paddled for about 2 hours hearing the thunder behind us get louder. We were paddling the same direction as the storm, and the storm kept catching up to us, and finally it caught us on a portage. So Nathan and I, we spent about 45 minutes huddled underneath a Kevlar canoe listening to the hail bounce off it while we're waiting for the storm to pass. I could teach you about preparation. I paddled Quetico Provincial Park once. And I always, you know, they always say to bring an extra paddle, right? I do now. We paddled all the way through Quetico. We were in there about 6 days. And I came out and went home and everything was well. And then I went to clean my gear the next week. And I picked up the paddle I had on the trip with me, and it just snapped apart in my hands. I busted it somehow right at the end of the trip and never noticed it. So now I always bring an extra paddle with me. There's lots of lessons, you know, as many as you want. But the lesson I'm going to stick with this morning is, as you could probably guess, the yoke. I apologize for the camouflage-covered yoke pads. They were a gift. So, anyways. Has anyone ever not portaged a canoe here? Anyone want to try? Any takers? Come on, who wants to try? Someone who's never portaged before wants to try this. Oh, come on. Someone's going to want to try this. Shandy. Shandy's being volunteered. Okay, she'll demonstrate. Okay. There's a technique so it doesn't hurt you. So come on around this side. Grab the gunnels. Come up on your knees. Now, yep. Now, reach this hand down on the yoke. So down here. And heave it up on, yep. And then in one fluid motion, you flip these on your shoulders. You ready?
No. I can't do this.
Okay, let's put it back down. Okay. Yeah! You want to try again?
Okay.
let me show you. This? And then you kind of balance it on your knees. And then you just tuck your shoulders into it. So, let's try it again. That hand there. Now, can you pull it up on your knees and balance it? Then reach this one across to here. There. And now heave it up in one motion. Yeah! There you go. Rest on your... Yeah!
No.
There you go. Are you done?
Oh, yeah.
You can walk out. Anyways, thank you for being a good sport. I love this canoe. It's my favorite canoe. It's not my most expensive canoe, but it's my favorite. It's probably from the 30s, and it's been restored, and then I go busting it up again. And But I've learned on these portaging trips that it's important to have a good yoke. So I wanted to talk about Jesus and the yoke he offers us in just a few minutes this morning, and then we'll get back to the worship. I'm going to center kind of around three words, and the first word is burden. Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." So you might wonder, what's he talking about there? What sort of burdens would be carried? But in Jesus' day, the yoke, when he'd talk about a yoke, he was talking about a teaching. And so when he talked about a burden, it would be the burden that other teachings would put on people. He obviously, from other textual connections, he had the Pharisees in mind at this point. And he was talking about the burdens they'd lay on people. I don't know if you've ever heard of A.J. Jacobs. He's an author. He wrote a book called The Year of Living Biblically, and I just finished it last week. And he's an agnostic man who decided to... He got out his ex-girlfriend's Bible he had around the house, and he read it cover to cover and wrote down every rule. And he decided he was going to spend a year living biblically. And it's amazing, because one of the rules is the men aren't allowed to cut their hair. So by the end of the book, he's got an amazing beard. It did me proud. But some of the other rules, and these are rules in Scripture, such as you're not allowed to have a cloth, you're not allowed to wear clothing that's made up of two different fibers. So there's actually a law in the Old Testament that says you can't have a polyester cotton blend on you. And some people live by this. But there's a lot of other details, but the Pharisees made it even worse. They didn't just stick with God's law. The law wasn't detailed enough for them to apply it to every situation, so they started writing interpretations on the law and explaining how all the laws could be kept, and there became so many laws upon laws upon laws upon rules that if someone wanted to be a godly person, they just found it horribly intimidating because it was a burden. We still have burdens today. There's burdens that the world in general puts on us. I mean, there's so many places I could go with this one, but I mean, we're pressured by the world to look a certain way to keep this trim figure so I can portage. Yeah, that is a joke. Thank you. And we're pressured by the world to be successful in terms of what they'd consider success. We're pressured to make more money every year than we did the year before. We're pressured to do all these things, and the offer of Jesus is, take my yoke upon you because my burden's easy. The burdens of the world are heavy. One of the things that bothers me, irks me a little bit, is that sometimes the burdens the church can put on people are just as heavy today. And I don't know if you've thought through some of them, but I've talked about this before, but one of the burdens that churches tend to put on people is the need to read your Bible and do devotions daily. It's a great practice. But how many people beat themselves up over missing a day? The church has all sorts of little burdens, little rules, little extra things we add on to the simple message of Jesus' teaching. And we make what is supposed to be such a nice, easy yoke a very difficult thing to take. So Jesus' offer stands. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke, Jesus' teaching, is easy, and my burden is light. First word was burden. The second word is yoke. This is obviously the yoke of the canoe, and it is really helpful. At first, I felt like I was a bit of a wimp putting those big foam blocks on the yoke. And then after I got done the Missinabe River, I thought, I'm never taking them off. There's something about having a nice, easy yoke, a nice, comfortable, something you can wear, something you can handle, something you can walk around with and not feel pressured at every point. And Jesus' yoke, his teaching, is restful. It gives us rest. Rest is important today. How many have fallen asleep in front of the news and felt guilty that they wasted their time sleeping? Anyone? Okay, this is just my own demons I'm going into. But resting is important. The idea of rest, it seems like There's so much to do. There's so much work to be done to conform maybe to the burden of the world. There's so much stuff to do. We can feel guilty about resting, but Jesus, when we follow his rules, the burden, or not his rules, when we follow his teaching, the burden of it is gone, and it leads to rest. One of the tricks I've learned when portaging, I'll show you. Oftentimes we do one-trip portages, so we like to do one-trip portages, which means you put your backpack on, and then you throw your canoe on top of the backpack, and you run the trail so you don't have to go back. Because if you have to make two trips, you're really making three trips. So if your portage is 2 kilometers long, but you have to do two trips, it's two there, two back, and two across. So you got 6 kilometers to walk. So as much as it's a struggle, if you can throw a backpack on and then a canoe on, it's a lot easier. But it's a little more awkward throwing a canoe on your shoulders when you got a backpack sticking up. So once you get it finally all settled and up there, you don't want to just take it off to take a break all the time. So I've learned to look for branches and low-hanging branches in trees. And there's none really around here that I can get to without my microphone buzzing. But you find a little crotch in the tree, and you go up to it like this, and you just set the top of your canoe in the tree branch, and then you just rest. Takes the weight off your back, and then when you're ready to go, you stand up out of the tree, and you keep moving. Because resting is important. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When you're on a long portage, you can get into the rhythm of it. The first couple hundred meters are usually torture, because every portage starts with an uphill. Right? Because you're always on the bank of a lake, so it doesn't matter what portage you're doing, it always starts by going up some sort of a hill. And your legs are screaming, and you're breathing deeply, and but you know, after a couple hundred more meters, you fall into this rhythm, you sink into it, and you're walking, and I'm a nut job, because I love portaging. You know how they have those walkathons? I think we should have like a portageathon. Do laps around town, sponsor people. You fall into this rhythm, and it becomes comfortable, and it becomes not a burden anymore. And I know I'm probably in the minority in thinking this. But with Jesus' teaching, it's absolutely true. We take his yoke upon us, and it becomes easy. It doesn't become a burden. It becomes something we fall into rhythm with. The last word in there I wanted to kind of call out to your attention was all. This offer is expansive. He doesn't put any limits on it. He doesn't say, come every one of you who fits this criteria and are heavy laden and I will give you rest. Or come every one of you who has this much time to commit and can do this and can show up at this service and I will give you rest. No, he just says, come all. Everyone. Everyone's invited. If you're not a believer here, Jesus' offer is to take his teaching on you and never have to worry about the pressures of the world again. They become secondary. If you're a believer, you can revisit this promise and know that not only do you not have to pay attention to the burden of the world, but you can shrug the burden that the church tries to put on your shoulders off your shoulders. And I hope as our congregation, we don't try to put too many of those rules on you, but it just seems to be the way human nature goes. Jesus' teaching is easy, and his burden is light. Just wrap it up with this. God created this universe. We've been looking at a series called Back to Basics, where we've been hitting the highlights of the faith. And this is just one little small part of it. But God created this universe. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. We sang a song about the sun is raging, the universe is spinning and singing. God created everything, and he created us to manage it and to care for it, to look after this world. We decided to be selfish and follow after our own needs and desires and not do what God asked us to do, and the communication between us and God was broken off, and God tried through the centuries, sent prophet after prophet to try to get to them and say, listen, you've got a job to do. I want you to be a part of my kingdom. You have something. There's a purpose to your life. But instead, we decided to be selfish and follow after our own desires, which just ended up being burdensome. I mean, we all like to have lots of money, but that quest itself can become become a burden. And then finally, after sending all these prophets and getting no response, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, who came, lived, showed the world how real human beings could live with love, grace, truth, and was killed for it. But the unique thing about Christianity is that's not where the story ended. And this is the beautiful part. Christians believe that Jesus is not dead. He was in the tomb for 3 days, and he rose from the dead. And he ascended after appearing to a few people, actually to quite a few people, hundreds. He ascended into heaven, and he sent his Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, his own Holy Spirit, to come and live with us. And that's what it means to be a Christian. That fellowship is restored. We have a purpose in life. We don't have to live according to the rules and the burdens that society or even the church puts on us. But we're free to live the kingdom life that God has for us. It's an amazing promise. And it all starts when we just say, God, I'm sorry. Take me home. Take me back. I want Jesus' yoke on me rather than all the other yokes that are available. Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen.